Are creditors after you? Do you feel hopeless? So did a widow with two boys. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. In 2 Kings, a widow feared losing her two sons to slavery because of money she owed a creditor. She cried out to the prophet Elisha, who told her to borrow vessels from her neighbors and pour her jar of oil into them. Now, we're not told what she thought about his counsel, but she did trust, obey, and witnessed a miracle of multiplication. Her bit of oil filled every vessel she had. When she told the prophet, he instructed her to go and sell the oil, pay the debt first, and live off the rest. Here's the point. She followed the advice, which involved work and faith. Then, and only then, God multiplied her efforts, allowing her to pay back the debt and free her from the fear of losing her children. Many Americans are living far beyond their means with debt nearly double what middle-class families carried in 1989. Like the widow in 2 Kings, many homes are led by single-parent mothers who struggle to make ends meet. Single parenting is hard, very hard. Death, divorce, or children born outside of marriage create seemingly impossible situations. But God works in mysterious ways, and He is able to do far more than we ask or think. In fact, single parents may experience the love of God and His amazing grace in ways we will never know. Married or single, trust God, work hard, and don't be afraid to ask for help. And if you need help or encouragement with your finances, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976. 800-722-1976, or you can visit us online at crown.org. That's crown.org.